So this is a late podcast. It's 10:59, and joining me is my mom in tonight's podcast. Her name is Janet, and I thought it would be cool to have her join me in today's topic, which is regarding women and having children. And so I wanted to start off with explaining where this topic came to my mind and how I thought it was important to talk about it. And every so often, my mom is just going to join. But,
by the way, hi, guys.
That was her. And she says hi. I don't know if you guys heard her. But, I've noticed in, like, movies, you know, magazines, or, you know, just society in general, a lot of times there's this idea that a woman's place is to make sure she has kids. That it's almost like the ideal thing. And to be considered complete and to be considered, you know, a woman is to also become a mom. And I just thought that this was something important to discuss because there's so much, there's so many reasons why women don't necessarily take that path. One could be, they're either in a relationship or they're not in a relationship and they don't want it. Another reason could be they can't have it for various reasons. Another reason could be, that's not necessarily what they want to do currently, or, maybe they want to adopt. They can produce kids, they can have it, but they're just not interested to get pregnant and go through the procedure. That's just not something they want to do. And so, I'm going to open the conversation to my mom now and kind of ask her opinion and see, you know, what she thinks about that. I mean, she had me, so she had kids, but obviously I don't have any kids. So it'll be interesting to see our different perspectives. So mom, what do you think?
First of all, I'm so proud of my daughter that she's a doctor and not that we are doing this together. And I just want to congratulate her that she's becoming a real woman and she's becoming a doctor and helping all these people and all these women. That's very inspirational. And for that idea that I think that's something that it's very personal thing for everybody. It's very different.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, like, it's their choice. It's nothing that if somebody has a kid or somebody doesn't have a kid, it's any difference like any other things. Like, doesn't matter. Like, oh, you already have three kids. I have two daughters and one son. But I'm not seeing any difference that if somebody doesn't have, and it's not like her choice is wrong and mine was right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like totally, I think it's fine, especially in this society right now. It's having a kid and I think it's going to be really hard. It's right now, I think it's a very difficult choice to make, and it's totally optional. I don't think any difference.
Yeah, and I just want to say, like, I agree with you, Mom. I think that a lot of times people forget that, you know, you can choose and sometimes you can't choose, right? Like, you can choose to be a mom, but sometimes some people don't have the choice and they really want to be a mom.
And that's not anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, like, totally up to you. If you want to child and you can't have it, you can adopt it, or like, it's luckily that we are living in a century that it's possible for everybody to choose whatever they want.
Yeah, or some people get a surrogate, or, you know, like my mom said, they adopt, and
lots of choices.
There's so many choices. I just don't understand why that, you know, we put more praise on people either who do become moms, or decide to have their own children.
And what I think is, this is like, it's a very old mentality. Like, women, it's not like, oh, to only produce a child or make a grow up the child or their behavior. This is not about like, this is not like 1,000 years ago. The life is really changing and it's really going really fast. And that's a very personal option that everybody can choose their life however they want.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do, like, there is no point of, oh, you can have a kid or you don't. There is, like, this conversation, it's a very old conversation. And I don't believe it has any meaning for this century and this life.
Yeah, like, it doesn't make sense in the 21st century to still be talking about...
To sit and talk about that.
Like, oh, like, why don't you have... Don't you want to have kids? Why aren't you having kids? Like,
sorry, but I feel like that's very close-minded. And, like, we need to open up and think big. And this is not... We are not here to, like, have a kid or... It's optional. It's totally, it's, if you can have a kid or you don't have a, you can't have a kid, there is no difference. There is so much else to do.
Yeah. So I feel like what we want to make sure our WAC listeners are understanding. And like I said, my mom is someone who, has me, and I have 2 siblings. So she's had 3 children. And I think you had me when you were in your early 20s, right?
Yeah, maybe 22.
22 or something, which was very common when you were growing up.
Yeah, that was back then.
No, I know.
Maybe if I got married right now, maybe my choices are made.
Would be different, probably.
Of course.
And so I just want to give the different perspectives, whereas me, I'm turning 33 this year, and I'm currently not engaged. I'm not married. And I do not have any children. I think about it sometimes, but I don't let it take over my life. And I think that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the mental health about this very thing that sometimes gets too exaggerated, that having a child means A, your life is now going to be perfect.
Of course not.
Because
let me tell you this. If you have a kid,
thanks, Mom.
Your life is not going to be perfect.
Okay.
It's going to be sweet. Just a little bit. Not perfect.
Yeah.
I'm clearing that for everybody.
I hope you guys heard that. Your life is not going to be perfect just because you have kids. But I just want to say, sometimes, you know, I've seen friends, not only ask me, but if they're single, you know, sometimes I've seen, even clients or people I know, they get depressed, like, oh, you know, I don't have kids, you know, I miss the opportunity to have kids, or, you know, for whatever reason, I'm not married.
And let me tell you, we are living in a country that we are not missing any opportunities. Any opportunities is open for anybody, period.
That's my mom, you guys. Now you know where I get my feistiness from. From Janet Kashishi. She didn't even change her last name when she married my dad. So we got a true feminist in here. But anyway, so... I just want to say, like me and my mom talk about this a lot, because, you know, before I finished my doctoral degree, I was really worried, right, Mom? I would always say, like, when am I going to have kids? When am I going to, you know, get married and blah, 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 and this is that. And I just realized, like, you know, it's not right to put so much pressure on ourselves. And, you know, sometimes movies and, you know, you see people around you get married, get and have kids and stuff. And it's very easy to think like, oh my God, like I'm missing out. Something is wrong with me, or I need to catch up, or hurry up, you know, mom, let's find me a guy. I need to get married because you need to be a grandma,
Funny,
you know?
You don't have to catch up with anything or everything or anybody.
Yeah, like,
you just live your life the way it is.
Just go with the flow. Like, don't get yourself depressed because you see, you know, somebody's Facebook page with 500 photos of their kids. Yeah, good for them, but, you know,
trust me, there is lots of work behind those pictures. It's not that sweet pictures.
Yeah, like, I just think, like, we need to respect all kinds of women, you know, like, whether they want to have kids or whether they don't. Just like I was talking in my podcast earlier, well, not earlier, yesterday, about single women versus married women. It's kind of the same underlying theme of, we don't want to do any sort of discrimination within the gender of women who choose different paths. I think it's beautiful that women can adopt. I think it's beautiful that, you know, women can have their own kids. And I think it's beautiful that a woman wants to spoil herself her entire life and just focus on herself and not have kids at all. Whether she can't literally have it or she chooses not to have it. So don't be ashamed anywhere you are in the process, whether you have a kid or you don't.
I think it's beautiful if you go with your own path, whatever it is.
Yeah, like carve your own, you know,
signature.
Yeah, like create your own signature life. Like, think of it like a recipe. Like a cooking recipe, you know? Mm-hmm. Not everyone is going to create the same, I don't know, chocolate cake.
Because you already are beautiful, no yeah. matter what.
Yeah, and I think this is the message that we don't hear often, Mom, on TV. We don't hear these types of things a lot. We don't hear people saying, wow, look at you. You go, girl. We automatically say, oh, how old are you? Are you going to get married? Are you going to have kids?
Old-fashioned talking. Like, we don't want to talk about those kind of things.
I know, but...
like, not anymore, you know?
It's tiring.
Yeah, of course it is.
I mean, I'm sick of hearing
that.
It's like...
there is more, like, the life is more beautiful and it's more like there is into it than, oh, you are this or you are that. You want to be this or you want to... No. Be whoever you want to be. Be yourself. And that's beautiful. However it's gonna be.
Yeah, and we shouldn't be shaming anyone by asking those types of questions. I think sometimes, you know, people who decided to have children and get married automatically think that that exact path needs to be taken by everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my mom has... honestly, I don't think you've ever told me, hurry up and have kids, or when are you having kids? Like, you've never really bothered me personally about, I mean, on it, no, you've never said to me.
Of course not. Like,
you never said to me, oh, look at me, I had kids.
There is no line for living life. There is no line. The sky is the limit. Like I said, just follow your path, like whatever it comes. And it's like, it's beautiful. It doesn't have time. It doesn't have exact place or with somebody or nobody. Doesn't matter. Just be yourself. That's beautiful.
Yeah. And I think I want to end it on that. Because my mom made a good point that there's beauty in every story. So stick to your story. Just, you know, keep pushing and being a better version of yourself. And I pray that if you do want to have a child, you can have it. But just know that there are many more options available in today's society. And you shouldn't feel ashamed if you take a different route. You know, sometimes even people never have kids, but they marry someone who has kids. Mm-hmm. And then you become a step parent. You're still a parent. You're still, that's your kid. Mm-hmm. There's just different ways.
I think it's beautiful both ways. Having kids and not having kids doesn't matter. If somebody wants 10 kids, that's beautiful. And if somebody doesn't want a kid or she can't have a kid, that's beautiful too.
Yeah, to think that a woman's body... I think I was telling a student once, or when I was teaching one of my classes, I said this. But what do you think about this, Mom? So it's kind of like every kitchen has an oven, but it doesn't mean you have to use it.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like every woman could potentially reproduce,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't mean you have to use it.
Exactly.
It's okay?
It's up to you. Yeah.
And, you know, like I said earlier, if that's what you wish for, then I pray that that's what you get. But remember, we live in a life that sometimes we can't control what we want.
Exactly. And it's beautiful.
And that's okay.
Yes.
And I'm an example to tell you that even though I'm 33 and people think I should have already been married and having however many kids, I'm okay. I'm alive. I'm breathing. Am I breathing, Mom?
And you are beautiful.
And she says I'm beautiful. So yeah, I'm breathing. I'm alive. I'm letting you know it's safe. If you're past 30 and you don't have a kid, you can be happy. You can be healthy, and you can be successful. Nothing happens, I promise. Just focus on your dreams, and you know, just know that God is gonna give you what you want, and sometimes it's in different ways, and it's okay. So that's all we have for you. Thanks for tuning in, and hopefully Janet will join us again in another session.
Mm-hmm.
But any last words of advice, Janet?
Just be happy, whoever you are, and the way your life is going, it's beautiful. Don't worry about that part. And this is Janet, Lina's mom. Sorry, Dr. Lina's mom.
Okay, when my mom calls me doctor, it's really funny. Okay, so thanks for tuning in. We'll catch up with you guys later. Bye.
Bye.